Nico Horning here with Peoria Chiefs manager Roberto Espinoza, gearing up for the second half of the season already. Seems like the season's flying by here, and SP, thanks for the time here today. A first half for the Chiefs. We can get into the offensive categories that this team is really on pace to set as far as the records are concerned, and then defensively as well. Team has been good, and the squad's just under 500 so far. What were your biggest takeaways from the first half of the season?
Well, Nico, thanks for the opportunity, and more than welcome and open to these interviews. Yes, second half, it's nice. It's very nice. You know, I already approached the team before our practice today, before our workout, to really take this like a second opening day, and let's compete, competing. This is about club that's going to compete all the time. That's what we are been doing, and keep working. But yeah, we got a great offensive team. Like you say, we lead the league in many categories, so which is good. So that reflecting in the team character. These guys are not going to give away any at bat, and they're going to find a way to perform.
So you mentioned it, home runs. This team is on pace to set a franchise record and do so in July, not even in the final few days of the season. What is attributed into the offense clicking really for the majority of the year and also having the power here at a fairly hitter-friendly Dozer Park?
Well, as you might know, we are an organization that are big in the process. We put a lot of emphasis and working from 1 to 6 p.m., so that work is, well, paying off. Sure. These guys, each of them got an individual plans, something that our hitting coach Mike is really enforcing, the organization philosophies. And, well, we got some talented players. They are capable to perform in games while they're improving before the games. So this is very nice to see. It's just the talent that we have and then be able to execute.
Sure. You mentioned the team getting together earlier, and you don't have to share exactly, you know, what you were saying to the guys, but as far as the team camaraderie that this squad has, we've seen it really from the beginning once the offense got going. Is that more so what you want to have continue in the second half?
I told them, the group, that don't forget that we are in a minor league team. And our goal is to get them to the next level. Okay, yeah, we're going to be so happy to be able to celebrate at the end of the year and be in the playoff. Of course, we're going to celebrate. But I'm pretty sure that everybody's going to be happy if we promote half of these guys to AA. 100%. And we ended up seeing these guys in AAA, or who knows, maybe in the big leagues this year. And that's the ultimate goal. So my message for not just the hitters, from the pitchers and everybody, even the staff, was to take this time to reflect in their season, in the 2 months into the season. And if they are happy with their performance, so find a way to be consistent, to stay consistent, to ask the right questions, or ask questions like, how can they stay consistent through all the whole year. Normally it's about health, strength, endurance. So we're going to provide that knowledge, but they need to take ownership on their careers to ask for those, for the help. And in the other hand, if they are not happy with their performance, to sit down and really reflect in what's happening, ask the question. Coach is always going to be available to ask those questions and to present information. But my main message to the group was to take ownership on their careers and use this time to reflect in what they did and how they can change it or they can maintain through the next 2 weeks, the 2 months. The last thing that I want is them being home and say, oh, I wish I did this, I wish I did that, or, oh, I wish I can maintain my performance. So I don't want them to feel like that, so I encourage them to take that time now and project the future.
One of those guys that has been promoted just a week or two ago. Actually, no, it was earlier this week. Trey Richardson, here in year three in Peoria. Talk about a guy that is just outgoing. You know, he's got a great personality. What allowed him to really break out here in the last month or so with this team? And maybe is there an example as far as you just talked about maybe guys asking questions or receiving that extra feedback? Is that something that he did, or how did he go about his business here in Peoria?
He is exactly a great example of what we are talking. Trey, he just sit down in this office and ask the questions, and we just sit down and present him the information. And he was able to really process it, internalize everything, and execute it from 1 to 6. Don't forget that he had spent some time in the development list. And when he came out, he was ready to perform. He was ready. So like I'm saying, we are an organization. We are big in that process, big in that information, big in that part of the day, the workout. And all these guys are going to compete in the game, but they're going to be in the best version of themselves every night. And that's what Trey did. And we are so, so happy for him. I mentioned this to him. When good things happen to good people, everybody feels good. But when good things happen to great people, it's even better. Sure. He's one of those great guys that we had here.
Love that. Juan Bencho, someone that's also been here for a little while. What have you seen in terms of his process and his season so far?
He's a very similar path than Trey. Hopefully the organization make a decision on him at some point. But he won the playoffs last month for the organization, and he also been here for 3 seasons. But he's in a great path right now. Sure. Great path in all categories. Like I say, he won the playoffs the month, and when you check on the rest of the guys in the organization, and you guys. You got names like Josh Baez killing it in AAA, but the player of the month was one being a Peoria Chief guy. So that says a lot. So he's been doing great. Like I say, hopefully soon we can see him leaving the team, because I know he's very excited and ready for it.
I'm sure it's been fun for you reading up on the numbers from Joshua Baez as of late.
Oh yeah! Oh no! It's you know, he was here last year, sure. And I also use him as an example of how things can change in a career. You know, this was a guy that before it was projected to be a top prospect, and some point was not, and now last year he came and followed the process, stick with the plan, and look at what we have now.
100%. Sammy Hernandez, maybe a guy that hasn't played as much as Juan Bencho, but it's an interesting situation because he was behind Raniel Rodriguez, Josh Cross. Rodriguez moved up a month or so ago, but Sammy's been staying pretty consistent in his role. What has allowed him to do that this year?
Well, I will say the same thing. We're really big in the 1-2-6 process, workouts, and it's not easy. It's not easy to provide enough playing time for catchers. That's industries like that. That's one of the main reasons that we encourage them to keep working before the game. And he's another great example that he's been doing that. He's ready for the opportunity and performing. So he's putting the organization. We are the history that developing good catchers. That's not a secret, and that's their reason. That's one of the secrets, if you can tell it like that.
Sure.
The innings behind the play in games counts. Obviously, I would not say no, but the work before the game is a big part of our processes.
Hitting, we've talked a lot about. As far as the pitching, what have you seen in terms of that, and maybe when is this team at its best and playing really good baseball in terms of like when the pitching staff is on a roll?
Obviously, it's not a secret either. When you attack the zone, when you stay ahead of the hitters, when you win the race to 2 strikes, those are the main things that a pitcher or a pitching staff have to do. And that's part of the process, part of the, okay, let's. That's also one of the conversations that we have earlier with the pitching staff, to really sit down and evaluate themselves and be honest with themselves, and don't try to hide anything. No, just speak up. And the communication, honest conversation and communication, coach, player, coach, always going to help. And that's the area where we are in our best pitching-wise and where you are attacking the zone. Doesn't necessarily with one pitch, could be any pitch. But in the zone, stay in the zone, forcing contact or forcing swing and misses, forcing the hitters to make a decision to swing or not. But we also got one of the top two. I think we tied second in fielding.
Yes.
So our defense is putting the numbers there, so we are ready to help them. It's a minor league team where a lot of things to improve, and they're working on.
I assume it's kind of trust your defense, throw strikes, and go from there, kind of like the basic rule in baseball.
Yeah, and we also believe in pitch quality and induce a swing and miss and whiff, and we get that. We are in the top teams with stuff, and it's just a matter of trust in the pitches in the zone.
Sure.
And that's part of the process.
Last one for you. Looking at this second half of the season, besides what you might have told the guys as a collective as far as their individual efforts and analyzing what they've done the last couple of months, is there anything for you or from the coaching staff or is the team as a whole that you would hope to see in these next couple of months?
I want honest conversations. That's exactly what I told them earlier. I want honest conversation. We're going to be open. The coaching staff are going to be open to answer questions and to provide honest and straight feedback. I think that's what everybody, a player in any other industry outside of baseball, you prefer to be honest and a straight shooter, and that's what I encourage them to be. Just let's talk. And I don't want them be at home wishing they do something different. No, I want them to be honest with themselves right now. So in the second half, we're going to see better players sticking with their plan, sticking with their process, and they're going to compete. All of these guys are going to compete. But every time they get on the mound or on the field or in the batting box, it's because they're going to be ready to compete at the best version of themselves. And that's what we want to be.
Manager Roberto Espinoza, thanks so much for the time. Good luck the back half of the season.
All right. No, thanks. Well, thanks for your help, too, because you are a big part providing some very important information. So thank you.